Of late, there have been worrying media reports from the Oxford Hair Foundation forecasting the imminent demise of the gene that causes red hair. They tell us it could happen as soon as 2060. When the blame game commences, as it inevitably will, no one should accuse the Gaelic Athletic Association of standing idly by as nature took its unfortunate course. The rule book has long contained an injunction obliging every minor team to field at least three redheads. This has prompted sociologists to grudgingly accept that John Hynde was the only one to do more for the teenage and prepubescent Irish redheaded male. It is rumoured Scorn an Og, the cultural wing of the GAA, boasts a provision where you get a 10-point bonus for every redhead in your set dancing troupe. But now it appears, despite all that has been done by our great association, the redhead is on the verge of extinction. This evening, I call on Croke Park to launch a Save the Redheads campaign, and to throw its full political weight, non-party of course, behind the drive to avert this global darkening. I propose Fine Gael's Jimmy Deanahan as figurehead, so to speak. His credentials, beyond the obvious, are impeccable. He's from Kerry, he has a temper, and he first achieved celebrity status as a cornerback, the natural habitat of the redhead. The GAA must shame corporate Ireland into playing their part too. They have airbrushed the redhead out of the public eye since the 1970s and 80s, when those mould-breaking TV adverts for Leo Yellow by Tony Doran and Joe Cooney were aired. Despite the fact said adverts were so successful, the company involved later launched a product called, what else, Leo Red. I am encouraged by some developments though. Recently, GAA President Nicky Brennan implored hurlers to remove their helmets during the traditional pre-match parade. Hear, hear. For example, I am reliably informed a certain Offaly hurler who won an All-Ireland in 1994 was a redhead, but I cannot get this confirmed. I interviewed him four times and bumped into him once at a removal in Kilcormac. On all five occasions he wore a helmet. Start petitions. Spread the word. Tap sunblock companies for financial support. Send famous redhead ambassadors on a promotional tour of the country. Barney Rock, the Brothers Whelehan, John and Jim Troy, Declan Ryan, Sylvie, Gooch, Francie, Kevin Hennessy, Dermot McCabe, Binnie Coulter, King Henry. Add your own local hero as appropriate. Announce a contract for a Redder Ireland. Make a one-off Chinese-style headage payment of €5,000 for the first redhead born into a family. Grant aid homemade henna dye jobs. It goes without saying we support the carrot and not the stick approach in this drive to motivate the nation. Inaugurate a Redhead Hall of Fame. In its place, Red Meehan of Louth, Red McManus of Roscommon, Tipperary's Redzer O'Grady, and perhaps the most famous of them all, the Red Collier of Meath. In fact, draw inspiration from the peerless Red Collier. He earned his nickname during the 1960s, at a time when all matches were televised in black and white. A breathtaking achievement, you will agree. In comparison, saving the redhead gene is a simple enough undertaking. And to think, Jimmy Deanahan, you expected things to quieten down after tomorrow?